producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Sorry. I drank a bunch of orange juice. And you know how when you drink orange juice, you got this, I don't want to say the word film, but it just feels like the orange juice just sits there and coats the back. I've never understood that because it's non-pulp orange juice, but I'm sorry, I was trying to kind of gargle it out with that, you know, before the mic went on. I need to stop doing that. I think what it is it's a reflex. I've been doing radio now for how many years? And so as soon as I hear, you know, now it's time for the Dr. Dahlia Show, all of a sudden I just reach for something to drink. Got to stop doing that. It's some sort of Pavlovian response. So anyway, I got orange juice on the back of my throat. I used to hate it when I would be sick and, you know, I have a cold or cough or sore throat and my mom would make me drink orange juice. It would hurt. Orange juice, I have to drink orange juice. Whereas all my other friends would get some bourbon or brandy, or some sort of alcohol, which would help them feel better. Nope, my mom would give me orange juice, and it would hurt. I never liked orange juice. It tasted like crap. I mean, I could drink some grape soda, but don't be giving me orange juice. So, I know a lot of you guys are trying to fight a cold. I think I feel a cold coming on, and I'm like trying to fight it so hard. I got about 6 hours of sleep last night, which is good for me, even though it's not good for the average person. You know, try not to get sick. You got to do a lot of things. You got to eat right, which is why, you know, with my bagel this morning, I had orange juice. I don't know what it is about bagels. Jews and their bagels. Jewish food is still probably my favorite food. I thought it would be Italian or Mexican food or Chinese, but it's Jewish food. You know, deli, I should probably say. I shouldn't say Jewish food. Deli. Jewish food makes you constipated. Everybody thinks it's matzah. But deli, like corned beef and bagels with chive cream cheese. And no, not lox. Lox is fish. Why would I even like that? Brisket, I hate brisket. I cannot stand brisket. If you're going to, you know, take a meal and eat red meat, one of the most disgusting forms of red meat is brisket. I'd rather eat beef jerky than brisket. I never understood that. You know, every Jewish meal, you know, if it was fancy enough to have red meat, my mom or somebody would cook a brisket. I'm like, what are you doing? We get to have red meat tonight. You know, can't we just have a steak? Can't you just, you know, chop it up into chunks and we could have like a chunky chuck roast? Just give me the meat. Don't be brisketing it up. But I don't know. That's always hard. Now you know why we go for the matzah. You know, some of you are like, wait a second, I don't understand this. If matzah is such a, you know, horrible cracker to eat, and you only have to eat it during Passover, why do they sell it year-round? The reason why is when you go over to any Jewish family or friends, and the mom serves brisket, you reaching for the matzah, you know, is just something you could do so you don't get kicked out of the house, so you're looking like you're still eating Jewish. Yeah, that's tough, man. I know that. Now you know why I don't like to, you know, I always try to bum going to Christmas dinner at places. You get turkey, or I can't eat the ham, but I know I always get called out. You know, somebody's like, what? You know, you're here for Christmas dinner. What's your name? Oh, my name is Dr. Dahlia. Really? Do we have to call you doctor, or can we just call you Dahlia? No, call me Dr. Dahlia, trademark. Okay, well, Dr. Dahlia, why aren't you eating the ham? And thank you for joining us Christmas dinner. Oh, well, it's because I'm a vegan. No, you're not. You still have pieces of steak in your teeth from earlier today. So I get called out a lot when I try to sneak into people's houses for Christmas dinner. All right, so you got to be careful out there if you're getting sick. I can tell you guys are sniffling. I can feel it. I can hear it. You know, when you guys call me up, when you come into the office, you know, your voices are quiet. You know, when I speak louder than you, I know you got a cold. Because I'm a very, very quiet, soft-spoken person. You could barely hear me in the patient room. So when you're coming in and I'm louder than you, you got something going on. So what I want you guys to do, there's a few things you could do. One is keep your house a little bit cooler. All right? I don't know what the exact temperature is. Some people say, oh, 63 degrees. Some people say under 70. But believe it or not, cooler temperatures in the house seem to thwart viruses and bacteria from propagating and growing. So I would cool things down. Another thing I would really recommend, it's old school, but clean your pillowcases. Most of us don't clean our pillowcases till the cat pees on them. You need to clean them. I would say every day, especially if you think you're starting a cold or you have kids like mine that just go, oh, I need to be in mama's bed. It's so comfortable, you know, all over your pillowcase. I'm like, damn it, get out of my bed. The cats will sit on my, you know, kids' faces or something while they're asleep, and then they take that cold that's now on their tushy fur and plop it onto my pillowcase. That's also what you should do. Make sure you're eating healthy. Make sure you're getting vitamin C, good vitamins, vegetables, no brisket, no matzah. You don't need to do that. But chicken soup, very therapeutic if you are sick. But before you get sick, I want you hydrated. Make sure you're not just drinking a bunch of alcohol and eating a bunch of carbs. I want good hydration, good vegetables, good fish, omega-3 fish oils I think are anti-inflammatory and very helpful as well. You get exposed to somebody sick, I like to go home and take a hot shower and try to flush it out. I know it's an old school type of thing, not a lot of scientific proof for that, but I got to tell you, it works for me. And then if you do get sick, okay, we Jews know what we're doing. And one of the biggest types of Jewish food is Jewish mom's chicken soup, where she throws the whole chicken in there. I got to tell you, the heat from the soup is soothing. You got the cartilage from the chicken that gives off some anti-inflammatory properties. You got the vegetables. You got the onions. Not to mention, it's hydrating you. So a good bowl of some soup. Yum. But no orange juice. 1-877, well, I mean, not with my soup. Leave my soup alone. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALI, 1-877-DOCTOR-ALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. There's a picture circulating the internet of me performing at the Smith Center in Las Vegas. I did not perform at the Smith Center. I know I was joking, saying I was doing an ode, you know, like an ode to an Obamacare doc, which I am working on. It's called Ode to an Obamacare Doc. But I wasn't performing. I was just kind of rehearsing, and I was up on stage. But I'm honored to think that you guys would think that I would be talented enough to be able to perform at the Smith Center. And I'm even more honored that many people would really like to hear this ode to an Obamacare doc. So once I complete it, I'll make sure you guys get it. We're getting some calls on the answer line for those of you that listen to the show, either when I'm live or not. So let's just go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. See, laryngitis.
Producer.
See, people are really losing their voices. Okay. I know. Okay.
Yeah, this is for Tom, the producer. Tom, this is Dave from Milwaukee. I listen to the Dr. Dahlia show.
Ooh,
by calling
good boy.
The 605 number or a podcast somewhere. Our local station here in the 414 area code of WISN 1130 AM is a 50,000 watt clear channel.
Oh yeah.
iHeart channel radio. I should have said iHeart channel. iHeart company radio.
Sounds tempting.
And I did email the program director, Jerry Bott.
Ooh.
And made it very clear that we need programming like hers.
Yes!
The problem is, all this channel does is it's Republicans bashing the Democrats very strongly.
Ooh. Oh, I like you, Dave. Wow. You are going to bat for me? You see, guys, you all think that nobody likes my show. We got somebody out there that does. Gosh, I'd love to talk to you live. Call us at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, Republicans bashing Democrats. Listen. Okay, I understand. I get asked this all the time. You know, why? And I get pretty political, too. Okay, I mean, trust me. I mean, you guys have not heard the ode to an Obamacare doc yet. Okay, I mean, it's gonna be pretty bloody. Okay, I mean, it's a very, very violent ode. Here's the thing. Okay, in the media, we think we know what you want to hear. Okay, when I prep for my show, I'm like, okay, they're going to want to hear about my gas. Are they going to want to hear about my hemorrhoids? Or are they going to want to hear what Donald Trump wants to do, you know, limiting immigration? Okay, what do people want to hear? Are they going to want to hear the latest prostate cancer treatment? What are people going to want to hear? And what's very interesting is sometimes some of us news outlets or media people, we don't have any intention of talking about Donald Trump or of Hillary Clinton. Or of something that we think has been beaten to death. But something happens that's newsworthy. And when something happens from a headline perspective, all right, one, we have a responsibility to make sure that you're still getting, you know, current and you know, current events, etc. But, you know, many of you may be like, all right, look, you know, Dahlia, you know, the Paris bombing in San Bernardino, are you going to say anything on that? I mean, I kind of want to keep my ear open on what's going on, but I'd like to know that you're, you know, I'd like to know that I'm just not listening to a replay from 6 months ago. Many of you guys hear my show delayed, but it's still pretty much 24 hours, unless, of course, I'm, you know, I don't know, off, you know, having a medical, you know, issue or I don't know, taking the day off, which I really never do because I'm kind of a workaholic, but sometimes I have to travel or whatever. So, you know, now you have, especially us on radio, we got some news, but we're not newscasters, okay? We wouldn't have a show if we were newscasters. So we give an opinion. And some of us are very liberal-minded, but some of us are very conservative-minded. And then we start to get into what we're talking about. And I've done this. And Dave, you've probably missed a couple of those shows where, whew, I get pretty mad. I get actually very mad, very ticked off. I mean, I kegel myself into a full body spasm thinking about how non-medical providers, bean counters, are making decisions for me and my patients. I get so mad. And so I will go off on rants. And some of you guys want to hear my rant. Some of you do. Some of you are like, no, listen, I just want some bulleted points. And so I think a good host will balance that. Okay, let's get you the news. Let's get you up to speed. But, you know, many of you guys, if you want to hear the news, you would just go to CNN or Fox. Why are you listening to me? Okay, well, Dr. Dahlia just happens to have an MD. All right, you know, I don't flaunt it that much, but I do. And I see patients. My patients would never know, but I do. And, you know, and it's kind of interesting to get a doctor's opinion. So, you know, a lot of times I have to remember to interject my opinion. I'm a business owner. I'm a mom. I'm a woman. I'm an American. And I have, you know, I have a lot of opinions on things. And for some of you guys, it matters. For some of you, you're like, no, honestly, I just, you know, want to hear what I need to hear. And then you have other people where this is kind of their way of being able to deal with what's going on from a political standpoint. I have a lot of friends in the entertainment industry. And they have to keep mum because they are completely surrounded by liberals. And if they even make any inclination, any hint that they are disgusted with what's going on with our country and any of the, you know, legislation that's caused a lot of sequelae that we're all dealing with, they could lose their job. So sometimes their only outlet to free speech or free thought of that speech and working through it is the radio. And so when I first started radio, I said, I am not going to be one of those people that just sit there and bash, you know, the country and bash politicians and all that. And I remember my son, when he first listened to my show, he's like, Mom, you're doing it wrong. You don't yell. I'm like, I'm not going to yell. Okay. Nobody wants to hear somebody yelling. It's frustrating. And I echo Dave's, you know, opinion on that, you know, where, you know, you really don't want to turn on the radio and hear yelling. But for some people out there, that's their only social network where they could sit there and vent in the privacy of their car and go, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. All right? I'm thinking that way, and I'm scared. Okay? And, you know, I like to, as a doctor, when I have patients that are very frustrated with anything, whether it's their marriage or their job, you know, I like to have them work through and get out what they need to say. Because a lot of us, we don't know what we're mad about. You know, my husband will be grumpy one day, and I'm like, okay, you know, what are you mad about? You know, somebody left the refrigerator open. I'm like, no. Okay? Something's frustrating you. Do you know why? What put you into this mood? What was it? Well, you know, what's been happening with the whole, you know, insurance thing, and companies aren't, you know, paying on time, and we got rent to pay. Okay, good, that's it. Okay, so now we address that. And so, you know, I see this politically, too, going on. The biggest headline now is Donald Trump double downing on saying he wouldn't want, I don't want to quote him, but he's talking about, you know, stopping Muslims from coming into the country. And I understand he was saying to the effect of until we figure out what's going on. And, you know, the headlines are just circling around that. But from a radio listener perspective, okay, there are people out there that probably disagree with Trump. I think a lot of people do. But they want to have the discussion, what do we do so we don't have another ISIS-spurned attack on our soil or on any soil? Okay, what are we supposed to do? This isn't World War I. This isn't World War II. But we are at war with ISIS, and they are attacking Americans. So some of us, we just, you know, if we can't talk about it at work or we can't talk about it with the family, you know, our only person to talk to is the radio. And it's, what are we supposed to do? All right? I mean, you know, and so I don't know what the answer is when it comes to the Syrian refugee crisis. I mean, I think many of us knew when we heard that the refugees were coming, that there were people infiltrating and pretending to be who they weren't, you know, within the refugee camps. I think we already, you know, figured that out, and we knew that they were coming to America. And we know that ISIS is here. We know that there are bad people here that want to do bad things, and we know there's non-ISIS people here. But, you know, sometimes it's us radio hosts that are the only ones to allow that conversation to go, look, guys, you know, what, you know, how should we handle this? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so more than 1 in 10 U.S. kids have ADHD as the diagnosis rates are now surging. 10% of kids are now being diagnosed with official attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I'm actually surprised it's only 10%. I think there's a lot more. All right, and adults, I think it's really, really increasing. And the spikes in diagnosis among girls, Hispanic, and older kids may be the result better screening and monitoring. Apparently 5.8 million children aged 5 to 17 are now diagnosed with ADHD, which is characterized by social and behavioral problems. And I hate to say that, I'm reading this from Fox News, but social and behavioral problems, I see many people with ADHD as having a lot of gifts, all right, especially in the social setting. I find the people that get the most frustrated are the ones that are like, look, I just got to hone in and focus on one thing. And some of these people having difficulty, you know, just trying to hone in and you know, deal with everybody else, asking them to multitask, I think sometimes they're at a disadvantage. So we'll talk about that in a second. But the diagnosis rates jumped 43% overall during the study period, from 8.4% of children in 2003 to 12% by 2011. Over that time, diagnosis among girls jumped 55% from 4.7% in 2003 and 7.3% in 2011. I don't know about you. I don't have attention deficit, but I'm already getting lost on all these percentages. They say there is a sharper increase among girls, and it was a surprise because usually we diagnose this in boys. But refining, there is a bigger trend with girls. So they looked at 190,000 children from U.S. surveys conducted in 2003, 2007, 2011. As part of the surveys, patients reported whether their child had been diagnosed with ADHD. Boys accounted for the majority of cases, and diagnosis for them rose 40% during the study period to 16.5% by 2011. Okay, so, all right, what's going on here? We're causing it to happen. We are making it happen. I know I don't speak to my kids the way my parents do. You do a task, you finish that task, and then you come to me and show me that task was done. I don't do that. Okay? I come home, and I find that five things weren't done. And what do? I tell them I want all five things done. You didn't clean your room. You have dirty clothes sitting there, and I need to wash it so you have clothes for tomorrow. You left your half a banana. Okay, this morning, and I want you to take off the brown part and eat the rest of the banana because I'm tired of you not eating healthy. You didn't take a shower in 2 days. Go take a shower. And where's my kiss? And they're supposed to remember all five things. Okay? And they don't. And then I get grumpy with them. And then, why aren't we refocusing our kids? Okay, then the cell phone goes off. Then somebody gets a text. Then somebody gets a Facebook message. Somebody gets a tweet. Somebody gets a Snapchat. It's no wonder. We don't train ourselves to sit and do one task. Now, some of you have thought that it's starting to become obsolete to just focus on one task because many of your jobs deal with a computer. You know, I've been testing certain EMRs, electronic medical records, okay? And there is on one screen probably 15 different places for me to take my mouse and click, not within the same question, but along, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, all the way down. And I look at that, and, you know, when you look at a computer screen, it is designed to distract you. Not on purpose. It doesn't want to distract you in a negative sense, but it is designed to let you see as much as possible. So, A, you know what's coming around the bend. B, you'll turn your attention to something that may be more important. Maybe there's a red alert. Maybe there's a yellow color. Just do that. Just pull up a random news story. What do you see? You'll see yellow and you'll see red. The yellow will a lot of times catch your eye first, the bigger it is. Then the red will catch your eye next. And then you have the black and white text. Then there may be an animated picture over to the right. As you scroll down, something brings you back over to the left. We're doing it to ourselves. And somebody could say, look, Dahlia, you have to be able to do this. You have to be able to look at a computer. You have to be able to sit down at work and realize that you're going to be distracted and fight through it. And I think they're right. I think they're absolutely right about that. You know, I'm supposed to be doing EMR with my patient in the room, which I can't stand, and I still haven't done. I still walk in with a paper chart. So I am supposed to be clicking and typing and reading the alerts and staring at a computer screen when I'm really supposed to be staring at the patient and staring at what the patient is trying to show me. But then I need to stop, turn, and put it back into the computer. The doctor looks like he doesn't have attention that's, focused on the patient. And that's the way we're doing things. You know, I'll talk to a travel agent. You hear them typing. You hear them looking at the screen while talking to you. And you're like, good, okay, they're multitasking. And I'll talk to somebody. While they're working on the screen, I'll talk to somebody. Because I want to know that they're still engaged. Why aren't I letting them concentrate? So we're doing this to ourselves. And we are making a new generation of kids that don't know how to concentrate on one thing or finish something through. Because they are expected now to bounce back and forth. Now, we have seen some strengths with that. They talk about how some surgeons do better being trained on video games. You got something coming out from the Northeast. Here you are in your... My kids have that new Star Wars game. So while they're shooting this, pew, 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 you see something coming from over here, and then you got somebody dressed up as Darth Vader coming out after you over here. Then they have a little visual radar thing in the bottom corner telling you where, you know, somebody can be coming up behind you to attack you. And, you know, so our kids are getting trained at being able to be aware of multiple things going on, which I think has advantages, but I foresee a lot more ADHD diagnoses, and I see a lot more kind of halfway type stuff, half-assed. I can't tell you how many times I have to yell at my staff, guys, no phones, all right? You know, you're calling in a prescription. In the middle of you calling in a prescription, okay, you went to your phone. What if you didn't refocus back on the amount of milligrams? It's so frustrating this day and age. I think a lot of you guys that manage employees, you see the same thing. But me as a doctor, too. You know, my kids texting me, you know, I know there's going to be a time where my kids are not going to communicate with me at all. So I get a text from my kid. I drop everything. The speculum, everything. My kid's texting. Can't be doing that. Can't be doing that. You need to focus. So, so how do you tell if your child, you know, could be having attention deficit? All right, well, you know, give them a book. Okay, it doesn't have to be the most exciting book, right? Give me even a comic book. Okay, have them read it, and then have them read back to you and see what he comprehended. Okay, I don't mind if a child gets distracted, but if they're not comprehending the task at hand, that's a problem. Okay? So if the kid reads a chapter, then he runs over to the refrigerator, grabs something to eat, tells younger brother to quit picking his nose, goes, Mom, I'm done, sits back down while looking at the TV. You run over and go, what did the paragraph say? And the child was able to tell you exactly what the paragraph said. I'm okay with that. But if the child read that paragraph over and over and over again and just couldn't, you know, let it sink in and couldn't comprehend and compute it and put it to memory, that's an issue. Okay, work with your child on memory things. You know, one of the tests we do with memory is the mini mental status exam. Is we give you three words: red, ball, and tree. And then we ask you 5 minutes later to tell us back those three words, and then even longer. Do you know what I just said? Which three words? Red, ball, and tree. Okay. Little memory test. I want to ask you when I get back. All right, guys. And then, how do you diagnose autism? Can a parent diagnose autism in their child? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many times when a parent brings a child in, I could see right away that the child either has autism or doesn't. And it's been very, very difficult to put that into words because you pick up on it. There's some instinct and you just tell. But what was really nice is Huffington Post and a lot of media outlets have been able to kind of put that into words as to what things you could see in your child or grandchild or niece or nephew that could tell you that there could possibly be autism. Now, autism spectrum disorder has a large array, a large scale of where people can fall on it, okay? Whereas you have some children that, have pretty severe signs, and it is a neurodevelopmental disorder. It's where they cannot behave to our social standards, have difficulty potty training, have, difficulty interacting with others, can act out, lash out, scream in fear. And it's a very, very scary time for these kids. The very, very severe autistic kids, have great difficulties. But then you have all the way on the other end of the spectrum where you have people with Asperger's that have done very, very well in society. I think Dan Aykroyd claimed he had Asperger's and other stars. I think they think that, Albert Einstein had Asperger's. And, again, it's on the autism spectrum disorder. They get very, very smart, just like an autistic child is, very smart. Might have had some bumps in the road from social standpoints, but can still do very, very well. Many times, though, it doesn't get diagnosed early enough, unless it's very, very severe. And my nephew, I was looking at, and I go, I think he has autism. He was 2 years old, and I told my sister, I think that's what's going on. And I didn't want to, over-worry her because, she kind of had a lot on her plate. But I said, check his hearing, but if it's not his hearing, there could be an issue. And we find that some of the symptoms start to, manifest themselves between 12 and 18 months old. I think you could even tell sooner. But for most parents, between 12 and 18 months old, they may be able to start picking it up. According to Dr. Paul Wang, head of medical research for autism science and advocacy organization Autism Speaks, he says parents can start picking up on differences as early as 6 months. Not every child is going to have differences that parents or anyone can pick up, but some will, and it could start that early. So, one sign is they don't respond to their name. Okay? When you have a baby, and like my kids, Stone and Brock, although, I'd call one Cupcake Tushy, I called one Taki and then the other Taki too. And I was like, Taki too. And then look. All right. Now, and by the way, just pick one name. I mean, a big problem I think we have with the kids is, we give them seven different names. Then grandma and grandpa, who might not have liked the name you chose for your child, will call them what they want to call them, which is extremely frustrating. But try, if you're, think you're going to confuse your child, try just one name. Okay, get the whole family on board. And if the child does not respond by turning, okay, or by a caregiver, all right, that could be a sign. They say only 20% of babies who are later diagnosed with autism respond when their name is called. Now, remember, autism spectrum disorder, huge array, okay, huge spectrum. So, but with the more severe children, when you're going, Bobby, won't engage. Oh, and then here we go. Doesn't engage joint attention. Joint attention is an early indication of language skills because it suggests the ability to share something with another person. So a child seeing an airplane in the sky, looking at the airplane, looking at his mother, and then looking back at the plane as if to say, do you see what I see? So something's going on. They look at mom, and then they look at that something going on. Like daddy is being a clown. Is daddy being silly? And daddy's doing something, and he looks at daddy, then he looks at you, and you're like, is he really my father? And you're like, I don't know. The DNA test hasn't come back yet. And then he looks back at the dad, and he looks back at me. Really, mom, him? Yeah. He didn't always make that face and, have his tongue sticking out and looking all googly-eyed like he's trying to do, to make you laugh. Okay, he didn't look like that when we conceived. Then he looks back at daddy, looks back at you going, lady, yeah. Okay, that's joint attention. According to UCLA psychiatry professor Dr. Connie Kasari, she says you're sharing a topic. Okay, children who do more of that actually get language faster. So you want the child to engage with you in a topic, even though they're not speaking. Then another easy way for us to tell is, are they imitating other behavior? Okay, so when you go up to your baby and you do the biggest smile and go, hi, little doctor, and you have the big smile, many times they'll smile back. Or if you wave to the child, and again, 12, 18 months, it's a little easier to do that, and you're waving to the baby, baby waves back. Or you go, clap your hands with mama, clap your hands, and they don't, you know, clap their hands. Some of them don't want to, you know, especially if you're really offbeat. But, you know, healthy children will mimic. They will imitate behavior. So they'll clap, they'll wave, they'll smile. All right. Another sign that they may be on the autism spectrum disorder is they don't engage in pretend play. Children many times love to play pretend. I got to be honest, as a kid, I really didn't like to do that. Like, I couldn't stand tea parties. I do not understand why I had to sit there because I was a girl doing tea parties. I wanted to play with the trucks and the big wheel and the Light Bright and the Mr. Mouth and the Betty Crocker bake set where you're actually eating something that's a baked good. But anyway, so you got a, you know, a child that's, you know, running around with the doll. And let's, like, for example, if the child's 2 or 3 years old, they may take a banana, put it up to their ear and pretend like it's a telephone. Something like that. All right. But remember, kids with autism are very smart. So they don't pretend play. Okay. Remember, kids with autism, and we need to discover what intelligence level they're at. And I would put all the money in the bank that they are at a much higher intelligence level than we are. And we have difficulty dumbing them down to our level, which is why they don't incorporate with us socially. But you put a banana to your head. Okay, you know, like it's a phone. Well, the old-time phones, that would work. Now, you know, cell phone, they probably put a paperclip up to their ear. Who knows? You know, a lot of kids that don't have a neurodevelopmental disorder, they'll do that. They'll do kind of pretend play. Child with autism won't. Probably, like I said, the child with autism is smart, going, this is dumb. Why am I putting a banana to my ear? Bananas don't go there. All right? And then they don't respond emotionally. You know, so here you are, child's 2 or 3, and you're like, mommy wants a hug. You don't give mommy a hug. You know, and a lot of kids will go up and then they'll give mama a hug. Then they'll give daddy a look like, really? Is she going to be, you know, playing this card my whole life? And dad looks at her like, yeah, she's going. Do I do that with my kids all the time? I still do it. Even with my 15-year-old. No kiss for mommy. Mommy cheek me kissy. You know, and I said, gosh, mom, really? All right, a child with autism won't. You know, a lot of times, you know, severe autism won't do that. Okay? They, you know, you smile to them, something's funny. They look at you like that's not funny. Again, higher intelligence. Okay, remember, but it's a sign that they don't, you know, they're not, you know, socially on your level. Which, again, it may not, you know, always be a bad thing. You see somebody cry. You see another child cry. They seem aloof sometimes. And you're like, but little brother got hurt. Okay, or even if they seem exacerbated. You know, a child going, really? Baby brother is crying again? Really? Child with autism sometimes will not respond. They'll be aloof to what's happening around them. So so those are some signs. So, of course, you see any of these, you want to talk to your pediatrician. There's also a tool called the M-Chat, a modified checklist for autism and toddlers. We've talked about it on the show, too. And don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.